أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 46 and 47 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the people of Jannah addressing the people of Jahannam, asking them that did you find what Allah had promised to be true, and they acknowledged that. In these verses and few verses that follow hereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about another group of people. Not the people of Jannah, not the people of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ. Between the two, between the people of Jannah, or rather between Jannah and Jahannam, is a hijab. Hijab means a barrier, a wall or the likes of it, that will separate the people between Jannah and Jahannam. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that from the various verses of the Quran, the ahadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one can conclude that the people of Jannah will not experience any of the heat of Jahannam, and the people of Jahannam will not experience any pleasure and ni'mat of Jannat. However, there will be times that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will create a situation where the people of Jannah will hear the people of Jahannam, and the people of Jahannam will hear the people of Jannah. So in between this will be this hijab. In Surah Al-Hadid, Allah Ta'ala describes it as sur, a wall that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will have erected, but it will have this unique quality that each one will not experience the situation of the other, but they may be hearing between them from time to time. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ. And upon this hijab, Allah Ta'ala speaks about al-A'raf. Upon the A'raf, A'raf actually is the highest portion of a wall. So on the upper part of the wall, on the top of that wall, Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rijal. This is that priest, this is that place of those people who are not in Jannah and they are not in Jahannam also. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about this group of people who are the Ashabul A'raf, the people who will be on this lofty wall, and again, they will not experience any of the torment of Jahannam. They will not experience any of the ni'mats of Jannah, but they will have a view of both. Who are these people exactly? We find one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that there will be those people who had done a lot of good, and those good deeds will be placed on the pans on the good side, but however they would have committed evil, and that evil will be placed on the pans of the evil side, and the scale will be balanced. The neither side will tip, it will not be for the good, and hence they will not be in the people of Jannah. And then the people, it will not be the bad side, the ill deeds will not be heavier, hence a decree will not be made of Jahannam, so they will come into this A'raf. One hadith, or rather one illustration that has been given, is a person goes out in jihad fi sabilillah, and that person even becomes a martyr, he becomes a shaheed, sought after moat that a person has. But then when he had gone out in the path of Allah, his parents were displeased with him. Probably he was disobedient, he didn't ask for permission, they were in need of his khidmat. So the jihad fi sabilillah was an extremely good deed, and the pan on the right hand side, that would have been heavy, but then on the other side the disobedience of parents, or the parents not being pleased with the son, that is also an ill deed, and then that creates this balance. So we find those illustrations in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the sahaba. So this is the araf that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. Now upon this araf will be rijal, will be men, in other words people. يَعْرِفُونَ كُلَّمْ بِسِّيْمَاهُمْ. These people on Araf, they will recognize each one of them, the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam, by their unique signs. They will know, they will see the people of Jannah, they will see the joy and elation and the luster on their face, and they will know that these are the people of Jannat. And however, they will see the agony that the people of Jahannam are experiencing, and hence they will see that dull face of theirs, and they will know that these are the people of Jahannam. وَنَادَوْ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Their response will be that they will call upon the people of Jannah and they will say, Salamun alaikum, peace be upon you. One is a greeting that a person meets another, but some of the commentators said here, the Salamun alaikum is more in the meaning of a congratulation upon you that you have made it and you have come and you have entered Jannah. We need to take note that in this world, the salam is with Assalamu alaikum, with the alif lam in the beginning, so we say Assalamu alaikum, and the greeting of akhirat is Salamun alaikum without the alif lam, and hence we will find that in the Quran, Salamun alaikum, Qawlu min Rabbir Rahim, and the likes of those ayat, we will find that there is no alif lam in the beginning. So Allah Ta'ala has differentiated between the two salams. An salamun alaykum lam yadkhuluha wa hum yatma'un. But Allah Ta'ala says, they have not yet entered Jannat, but they will be desirous of the Jannah. Wa idha surifat absaruhum tilqa'a ashabin nar. When they saw the people of Jannat, they congratulated them with the salam. And وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ. And now when their eyes are turned towards in the direction of أصحاب النار, the people of the fire, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجَعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. They say, and they make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh our Rabb, do not make us with the oppressive or the transgressive people. In other words, do not place us in the fire of Jahannam. And hence here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that the good deeds are good deeds. It will be acceptable by Allah Ta'ala, but sometimes tainted with some ill, tainted with some disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that will also be regarded then as a sin in the pants of one's evil deeds. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ikhlas and sincerity in all that we do. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.